This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The Federal Reserve and other banking regulators are working on a plan to make banks hold more capital to guard against bank failures. We've had three of those this year, right? Signature, First Republic, and Silicon Valley Banks. Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
Bank regulators raised capital requirements in the wake of the 2008 financial crisis, and they were due to raise them again a few years ago. But then COVID hit.
Ideally, regulators want to raise capital requirements when the economy is going well.
Julie Hill is a professor at the University of Alabama. She says now might not be a good time to do this either. The economy is slowing down, and higher capital requirements could, in theory, restrict lending.
But, you know, we're still a few years out of actual implementation of the rules, and if you're waiting for the Goldilocks time period, there might not ever be one.
Federal Reserve Chair Jay Powell says the changes will focus most on the eight biggest banks, but they could also affect regional banks, like the three that failed earlier this year. Myra Rodriguez-Valladares is managing principal of MRV Associates.
It was very clear that those banks were not sufficiently capitalized.
Fed Chair Powell said that either way, community banks will not be affected. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.